Watergate.
Yeah.
What time did you first come to Watergate?
I came to Watergate in 1941.
Oh, I was here before you.
Yes, yes, yes.
I came in 1915 when I was just 3 months old.
Oh, great.
And Les, where's Les? Wait for Les and start over. Come to Watergate.
Well, when I was a week old.
A week old. I was 3 months old when I came.
Where did you come from, Les?
I was born in Vancouver. My mother went in for that purpose.
I was born in Vancouver, too.
Oh. And why did they come? Why did your parents come to Oldergrove?
My dad had the blacksmith shop.
Oh.
He worked in the shop in 1911 and bought it the same year. And my mother came to Aldergrove in 1912. They were married in Christ Church Cathedral in Vancouver, and then Dad had a home start at that time. He'd been in Aldergrove over a year.
Oh.
Are you recording this now?
Yeah, so yeah, it's good. How many children?
And then I started school 1922.
At Aldergrove Elementary?
Aldergrove Elementary. And then I went to high school 1929. I failed first year high. And I got through high school in 1934. Then I started to work with my dad. And I worked with him for 4 years. And he was killed in an automobile accident in Clearbrook in 1938, September. And I carried on the shop until July 1978.
So and that was the blacksmith shop, right?
Yes, I was in there
44 Highway?
Years.
Right there on Fraser Highway?
Yes.
And what's the other street? What number is that?
Actually, yes, it's 273rd. 273rd
and Fraser Highway?
Yes.
So it's been in the family like...
Yeah, I've been in the family from 1911 till 1978, 67 years, is that right?
67 years, eh? Do you still own that property, or?
No, I disposed of it in July 78.
There's a business block there now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now there's some lawyers there and accountants.
I'm right.
Yeah. Well, this automobile accident, your dad, what happened there? Did he?
Well, Dad and Mom were returning from Abbotsford, and this happened at Clearbrook. Just about there was a... As I remember, it was very near the Clearbrook Road. And somebody turned out to, was coming from Aldergrove, and they turned out to pass a car and hit Dad and Mom's car head on.
And your dad was killed?
Yes, and not instantly. This happened about 10 o'clock Friday night. Dad passed away Sunday afternoon, about 4, I believe it was.
But your mom wasn't hurt?
Mom was hurt, yes. She was in Abbotsford Hospital for a week.
How old were you then?
22.
And how many children did you have? Just the two? Two children?
Two, yes.
Your son still?
Son Howard and a daughter, Wendy.
Yeah. Do they still live? Howard lives around here.
Yeah, pardon me. They live just up by the high school.
Have you got anything else? Doris, do you got anything to say? So you've been a blacksmith all your life, pretty well.
Yes, a blacksmith of sorts.
Now you don't find them anymore.
That's true.
It's a dying.
Oh, and profession. I might further say that I donated my anvil, the shop vice, another pipe vice, miscellaneous other blacksmith items to the Fort Langley Centennial.
The farm museum there?
No, the Fort Langley Centennial
Museum.
Oh,
yeah.
And I have some more to go down there, but that's
And then we'll eventually get them back to Aldergrove, will we? When we get our museum. Now, Doris Swenson, when did you come to Aldergrove?
I came to Aldergrove with my family when I was 3 months old. My father was a carpenter. And he had been working in Vancouver, and then he went back to England for a while, and then he came out again and went down to San Francisco at the time of the earthquake to help with the rebuilding. And then he went back to England and got married and came out with his wife. And my older brother and I were born in Vancouver. Then things became a little slack in the building trade in Vancouver. So he was going to have a job with the sawmill, the shingle mill in Aldergrove. And so he traded his house in Vancouver for a house in Aldergrove. And then they came out. But soon after that, the sawmill was closed down. And then he went into the poultry business and did some carpentry work as well. In fact, he was the one who helped build the Elks Hall.
Your the father, agriculture.
Both of them. The Elks Hall and the Agricultural Hall. Both halls.
But the Elks Hall was built by contract. Olin Brothers.
Yes, because my dad. Because he worked for with Nils Olin or Oscar Olin.
I beg your pardon. Yes, that's correct.
Worked,
yes,
he
yes, he would.
Him.
Sorry about that, Doris. Right.
Okay.
What year would that be?
1925. Is that right, Doris?
I would think about
yeah,
that.
I'm Elks
that
historian.
For the Elks Hall?
Yes.
1925?
Yes, it was completed in 1925.
Yes. And then he was quite active, as was your father, with the Aldergrove Agricultural Association. In fact, he was secretary for many years. And I remember the old train that used to come into Aldergrove before it was closed down. I remember going and meeting it to get things that were sent out to us on the train.
From Newestminster. The stuff came from Newestminster, did it?
That was the Great Northern.
Yeah.
It had a spur line into Aldergrove
yeah.
to take the shingles
yeah.
that were manufactured here.
Yeah.
Eventually it was closed down and the things gradually disappeared.
Yeah.
My father bought some of the old buildings and took them apart and rebuilt them as chicken houses.
So was that that roasting hens or
oh, in those days
laying
it was,
chickens.
It was for laying chickens. It wasn't the type that they have now where they're all in
yeah,
modern
or,
cages.
Yeah.
In fact, I brought and donated a book which you can probably see.
Mm-hmm.
Dot thought it might be interesting and so it shows the old type buildings that they had in those days for a few hundred chickens, whereas now they have them in thousands and thousands in cages
yeah.
and much more confined conditions.
Where was your dad's home? Like where was his property?
Do you know where the post office is now?
Yeah. Right
well,
behind
it
them.
Was behind that. At that time they had 37 acres.
Right in there.
The Catholic Church is down on the far end of it.
Oh yeah. And your dad's name was Eve.
That's right.
What was his first name?
Frank Eve. You would remember him, Les. You remembered my dad.
Oh, very, very well. Matter of fact, Doris, your dad, when he got so that he had had sufficient time as secretary of the Agricultural Association,
he got me to carry on with it.
And I took it on for about, oh, from about 6 years.
That's right.
And that, didn't you have, besides a brother, you had...
My younger brother, Jeff, was killed in the war. The honor roll that you had in display had his name on it.
And then you have a brother, Don.
My older brother lives down the Fever Road a little further than I do.
Uh-huh. What did he do? He was a mailman, wasn't he, for many years?
Yeah, he did several different things. He used to work for... little sawmill. What was
Mrs.
the name
Peterson.
Of that lady? Mrs. Peterson. She
and
had
then
a sawmill.
He had he bought when Mrs. Peterson's
and
husband
then he had
died.
The electrical company,
yes.
Aldergrove Electric. He ran
oh,
that for a while, and then his wife had the post office route. And when she quit, he took it over.
That's right.
And then he had it for quite a number of years, and he is married now to Edna, formerly Penrose, who ran the Bluebird Cafe right here in Aldergrove.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You remember the
Bluebird
Cafe?
Yeah, I remember the little
yes.
Bluebird Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one that my mother had.
It was
they
your mother's
bought,
house.
Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Penrose bought that the house and business from my mother.
Your mother didn't run the business, though.
Oh, yes, certainly.
Did
she? Had a coffee shop.
Oh, did she? Before, yes.
What did they call it then? Was it Bluebird?
Mrs. Hamry's Coffee Shop. There's a picture of it here.
Oh, really?
Oh, for goodness.
Yes. Built onto the front of the house.
Oh, yeah, just a little place.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
Not the big...
So where the Bluebird Cafe, that was Mrs. Hamry's Coffee Shop first.
Oh. Yeah, that name doesn't sound right to me. No. It was always Mrs.
It was something else.
Because Mom started that in 1949.
49.
At, or 48, about 48, 49. Oh, just a second.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Mom must have started that about late 47. That's about year before Howard was born. That's on that area.
No. I just feel that, yes, I do remember that now.
Yeah.
And then she sold it to the Penroses.
Yes. But
or
that was
they,
called
or did they rent it first?
No, she sold it to the Penroses.
Mm-hmm. And then Mr. Penrose died, and they carried on.
That's right, yes.
Well, how many children did your mom and dad have, Doris? There was
four.
Dawn.
There was my older brother, then I was next, then my sister Marjorie, who lives on 24th.
Yeah.
And
Marjorie Francis.
Right, you know her.
Yeah.
And my younger brother Jeff, who was killed in the war.
So Dawn, was he the oldest?
That's right.
And then Doris.
And Marjorie.
Then Marjorie and
Jeff.
And Jeff. Oh. Well, now how about you, Marie? Marie, have you got anything to say here?
What do you want to know?
Well, when you came to Alder
Grove? I came in 1941, Bill and Brock.
You and Bill?
Yes. Well, Bill has been here since 1922, I guess.
Well, Bill
was here all his life.
Bill was born here.
Bill was born right in Alder Grove?
In Aberdeen, on Ross Road.
Oh,
Ross Road is named after the Rosses.
The Rosses, yeah.
His mother and father came from the state of Kansas and homesteaded here.
Oh. What was his dad's name?
Philip Ross.
Ross.
And his mother's name was Grace.
Grace.
Mm-hmm. And then after the war, they sold and went to New Westminster. They just lived there a short time when they passed away.
Yeah. Well, how many children was Bill? Well, he wasn't their only child.
No, there was Willard and Grace and Elizabeth and
Martin.
No.
No, that's a different Ross.
And Willard, George, and Willard and George, and Arthur, and Ray, and Bill.
Ray and Bill.
And the two sisters, Elizabeth and Grace.
And wasn't there was a sister that they had that was a Mrs. Alfred Gladhill, is that right?
Yes, that is
Gladhill.
Yes,
your sisters with
him. That was Bill's sister, his sister Elizabeth. Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, yeah.
Yes, Elizabeth. She died, she was only 22, and she had a, at that time, she had a tumor, and of course,
yeah,
and she had the two, and then there was two boys. I think one was still alive and living in a nursing home in Vancouver.
Oh, that would be the boy that was blind.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember his name right now.
Well, then how did the Ross Motors start? That started from your...
Bill and Arthur. Started this
with in 1922. Your husband Bill and
yes.
Art started our...
1922.
1922? Mm-hmm.
Then they had a fire, didn't
they? That's right. Fire
what year
1930.
Was the fire? 1930,
yeah. And then they rebuilt and carried on their business. And I don't remember. What year did Bill build the house? 1933, wasn't it?
That would be pretty close.
Yeah,
1933.
Yes. Built
I have is a that picture the one of that, on the old house there.
Is that the one that's on 272nd there,
yeah,
just behind
Frank
the...
Frank Corbett was in there for
a
while.
The next to the block of stores there where the Temple Cafe is.
Yeah,
and
right behind the Macy Telephone.
But Macy Telephone was there for a while, too.
After we sold.
After you sold.
Yeah, and then...
Who did you sell that house to?
I don't remember the people.
Stan Deans?
Mabel and Stan.
No, they bought it from that older couple.
Oh,
there was somebody that lived there before Stan and Mabel?
Yeah, they bought it from us from Victoria,
an
elderly couple.
Mabel and Stan Deans?
I can't remember.
Yeah, they were there for a number of years. Oh, I was a little remiss. I was thinking they got it from you.
No, but then they. I think that this couple lived there about 5 or 6 years, and then they sold because it was too expensive to live here. Then they, then Bill's brother Arthur, when the boys came back from overseas, the bill sold to Art, and we went to Jackman Road and lived in the O'Malanic house for a year, and then we moved to Abbotsford. Bill was in the real estate then.
Bill was in real estate. So who did he sell real estate for?
Plaxton.
And so Art took over, handled the
garage. Yes, and then he, him and his two sons...
went to Abbotsford?
No. No, Wilbur and Lloyd and their dad ran it for several years, and then Art sold out to them.
Oh, I
don't know, remember what year that was, but they sold out to them.
And how long did it stay Ross Motors till what year?
56. Does that sound about right?
That's right. That, and then they moved to Brennan.
Well, when Art Ross died, which I think was 58.
Yes, 19.
He had been out of the garage for a couple of years.
Yes.
He sold to Mr. Lutz, I believe.
The boys did.
The boys, yeah.
Yeah. The boys. And they went down to Burnaby.
Yes.
I see. Well, Art Ross, is that his, he's, that's his
Bill's
wife.
Brother.
Yeah, that was his, that's his wife, that's Edith, isn't it?
That was Ray's wife in Abbotsford. Bessie Gillespie was
Art's
wife.
Oh, I see.
And they had two boys.
And Grandma Hester was Bessie's mother. She used to be a Gillespie. They used to live on County Line Road at that time, they called it.
Oh, was it Gillespie?
Yes, Bessie was a Gillespie. And they were married in that church down by the border. It used to be a church.
Oh, yes, that Lutheran church,
yeah.
I believe.
And they came here, and they lived down near the Ross Road somewhere for a while, and then they built here. I don't know who all built, but Art lived in all of them when they came in the garage. But Art used to do carpenter work before they went into the garage business.
Oh, I see. Well, now, Edith Ross, Edie.
Yes.
Which one was she married to? Ray?
Ray? Ray, the youngest one.
And they had Dolores and Walter and
Wayne.
Robert and Wayne.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, so Ray had nothing to do with the garage then, did he?
I think
just on the start.
On the start.
The boys bought Art and Bill bought him out.
Yeah, and then he went and started a garage
In Abbotsford. Yeah, right by that, they called it the ravine there.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah. Max Tucker was down
there. Yes, in the hall. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All fits together. Is there, do you know any more things that happened around Alderville when you were here? When you were living around here? Anything that...
I remember before there was anything like a fire department, there used to be a lot of forest fires around. And it would be very smoky, and the men would have to take turns staying up at night to put out the sparks that were threatening to destroy one of the farms and houses. And that, I was 4 years old then, and I remember that I got pneumonia, and they said it was because the air was so smoky. So that must have been about 1919. But there were a lot of bush around, and a lot of trees had been cut to take out the cedar trees to make into shingle bolts, and the brush was left. They didn't do what they do now, hair cutting.
Yes.
And for that reason, the fires got in there, and they spread quite rapidly.
The roots and all, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I remember being in with the church group here, like Mrs. Zandicott and Mrs. Watson.
What church was that?
The United Church.
Oh, yeah.
And Mrs. Simpson, and they were very active during, one of them, Red Cross was here and at that time, and they were one of the most active groups, I think, in this area, or the Lower Mainland, sending things to the boys overseas, and, most of them, were, I think, in Canada. I know when Pearl Harbor happened, they sent my son a parcel, and through them I got word that he was all right. It took 7 days, but it just came through the Alder Grove Red Cross, which was
that's
quite a day.
So that was the Alder Grove Red Cross,
mm-hmm.
But they operated out of the United Church, did they?
Well, to a degree, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they
a group of United Church.
And they went down as far as Patricia and the ladies from down there too. And they used to do a lot of knitting, and I think Mrs. Watson was the one that was more or less, and Mrs. Stimson ahead of it more or less, mm-hmm. It seemed that parcels were sent. And all during the war they worked and sent things that I know.
Yeah, they originated in the First World War. Mm-hmm. Mom has pictures
yes,
of the First
they
World
were,
War.
Yes, and I think your mom.
I know they gave you a copy of that.
Yeah, I think
they
did.
And then they carried on in the second. They made quilts.
Yes.
And socks. Yes. We knitted socks.
There was a lady down, forgot her name now, lived down by the border.
Oh, I remember that. Mrs. Robinson.
Yes, and she used to.
She's still alive, isn't she, Mrs. Yes. Robinson?
Yeah. She's not in very good health.
No.
She's still alive. She is one of the Royal Purple members, although she doesn't get to meetings very often.
Uh-huh. Is that Stan Robinson?
Mm-hmm. And a very dear lady was Mrs. Madden, that
oh,
I
yes.
know, Gertie Clark's mother.
Noreen's mother.
Noreen's grandmother.
Yes.
She lived to be over 100.
Yes, she did. Died at Langley. She invited Mrs. McDonald and I in her about 80-some year. She was 87, I think, to her house, and she made a cake for us. Yeah. She said, I knew you were coming, and I made a cake.
She was wonderful.
Yes, yeah. She was a very dear person.
Mrs. Madden.
Madden.
Madden. M-A-D-D-E-N.
Oh, Madden.
Noreen.
Noreen's
grandmother.
Right down by the border?
Yes.
No, they lived on 8th or was it 16th?
Yes, she lived in a house
near
Noreen.
Yeah.
And then afterwards she lived with her daughter Gertie till she passed away. Mm-hmm. And then she went to live with her granddaughter. Mm-hmm. And then she lived with her till she went to the nursing
Gertie
home.
Gertie was Mrs. Clark and yes. She was our school teacher. Remember?
Right. Yes, she was our school teacher, Doris, in 1928.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there we are on tape and then pictures, brother. When do we go to Hollywood?
Celebrities.
And never know.
We'll have to get the video camera out first.
Yeah. Have you got a video camera?
Not yet. Maybe if I'm
we're shot.
Well, I think I'm going to have to go because Wilbur, they got enough
money. Gertie's mother married my grandfather when he was about 70.
No, he lost me. Gertie, who, Madden?
You remember, you mentioned Mrs. Clark. Gertie Clark, who was our school teacher, her mother married my grandfather when he was 70.
Yes, Mr. Madden.
That's
oh,
right.
Yes.
And then they were Mr. and Mrs. Hester, and they lived in the house where the fire hall is now. No.
That was Bessie's mother, Mrs. Hester.
Yeah, just past the fire hall.
Yes.
That would be on the property of...
She was Mrs. Clark.
That would be the now where the ice arena is.
And she was Arthur Ross's, Mrs. Arthur Ross's
that's
mother.
Right. That's
she
right. was the Gillespie.
Yes.
Yes. And Latterly a Clark.
Yeah, she married Grandma
that's
Hester.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
She.
And there was the cutest little old story, so I won't put that one on tape.
Grandpa lived to be 92, and then his wife passed away after that. She was in her 80s. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. Tell that story, Marie.
Yeah, not there.
Well, you guys got anything more you want to say?
Well, I did not know that your dad went to San Francisco after you.
Yes, he went to work down there.
Oh,
he
yeah.
and another fellow, Fred Twigg.
I've heard that name. Well, were they related to you?
Yes, Fred Twigg married, was my uncle.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, this... Okay, bye-bye now.
Yeah, bye, Marie.
You know where the Lockfield School is
yes.
now? Well, the man who owned that property, he came out with my dad from England.
Oh,
his
yeah.
picture is in one of the books that I saw here when I came to one of the meetings.
Oh, yeah.
They came out from England together, he and Fred Twigg and my dad.
I have an axe that went through the San Francisco earthquake.
Really?
There was an old blacksmith that worked there at that time. And after the quake, he bought these that had gone through the fire.
Oh,
and
yeah.
he brought the axes up here and he re-tempered them. And I have
really?
Them.
And you have them?
Yeah.
Well,
the Fort Langley Museum wouldn't accept it because, well, it wasn't.
Oh, it was American.
It was American. But it'd be pretty hard to document. I mean, anybody could say that.
Anybody
but I would
could
say, well, that would.
Know,
but,
you know.
But I know. Because the fellow that that had it worked there, and he used to work for Ralph Parrish a little bit. an older man, of course. But anyway,
they lived up County Line Way, didn't they?
Yes, yes. But anyway, it's just, as far as that's concerned, it doesn't mean anything, because, you know what I mean, you can, there's nothing, nobody, anybody could say that. Yeah. No, nobody could really dispute.
No, well, you know it.
Yes.
Yeah. But I can see the museum not wanting it, because
that's
it, was
American.
It was
not American,
that.
Yeah. Not the fact that it was of historic value, yeah. Not necessarily on the local level. Well, I guess I better go.
Yeah,
I've been over the flea market getting rid of some.
Time.
I don't.
You're still planning on moving.
Well, we got to sell our place.
You haven't put it up for sale yet, though.
No. Probably within the next month or so.
Yeah, you kind of get, you don't know just what to do. I've still got the 3 acres, but it's a lot of work, the flowers,
yes.
And the garden, and I don't want to move because I don't know where to move to.
Well, yes, that's
and
trouble,
you see,
yes.
Loretta's right next door, which is nice, so I guess I'll stay put.
The only thing is, it would be a terrible thing if a person got to the point where they had to go to a nursing home or an intermediate care home or something
That's
like
true.
That. Then how do you dispose of your holdings?
Oh, I gave her power of attorney.
Yes, so that's
that
good.
Just in case, because you never know, you could have a stroke or something.
Oh, yes, true. Yes,
so I've given her power of attorney. You know, in my bank account, she could withdraw and do whatever.
Because after all, let's face it, are you
75?
In January was your birthday?
I will be 76 in June.
Oh, June, oh.
You're
well,
a little
I'll be 75 in
Oh,
March.
Aren't you 75 yet?
No. I got a couple of weeks to go. 3 weeks. 13th of March.
75 yet?
No.
I thought you were about the same age. Well, not that much.
Not that.
Okay. Well, there's certainly been a lot of changes.
I don't know whether it's for the better or not. I always used to think, gee, wouldn't it be nice if Aldergrove got to be maybe 8,000 or 10,000 people, and we're pushing that now.
It's going to be bigger.
Yeah. They projected in this Aldergrove Revitalizing Committee from the, it's made up of, I'm the ELK representative on that,
uh-huh.
And we have meetings every month, and they claim by the year 2000 Aldergrove should be 40,000 people.
Oh, I believe that.
It's possible.
Because they're building all these condominiums and houses and things.
Hi, Walter.
Hi,
definitely.
Bill.
Well,
I've seen an old bill from you.
Pardon?
That was a high price, eh? That
yeah.
old bill in the...
Oh, yes, yes.
The
yeah, you betcha, yeah.
A whole month of work for $12.
Yeah.
Oh, I can remember when people were happy to work for $1 a day.
Oh, yes.
Eh?
Definitely.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, Dick Jackman used to say he worked on the road, and he would walk up to Mount Lemon Road or something like that to work a 10-hour day for $2. It was all 10-hour days, don't forget.
Yeah. Do you remember the deadlocks?
Yes.
He worked at some mill up Jackman Road.
That's right, the Beaver River.
Yeah, and at first he lived across from where our old
yes,
place was.
Right.
And then he used to carry one plank home with him for work every day. And then he eventually built the house on Station
That's what
Road.
Dad said, George Tedlock would carry that lumber home on his back.
One plank on his back every day, and then he built a
and
house.
And then he'd be up there with a lantern at night nailing the board
yeah,
out.
That's right.
What Dad said.
That's right.
You know, it's hard to believe,
that's
but
a fact.
It's nevertheless it's true.
That's the life
true.
Was, yeah.
And it was not an 8-hour day, it was probably a 9 or 10-hour day
yes.
he worked. And he had to walk there and then walk back to the plank on his back.
But poor old Mr. Dedlock worked for Mrs. Peterson after the Depression for 15 cents an hour. And he raised a family.
Oh yeah, because it was Mary who was crippled.
Mary,
and
Johnny.
Johnny.
Mary, Johnny,
and
Stephen,
Steve.
And...
Stephen, and what's the one?
And the barber, Nick.
Nick. Where is Nick now? Is he still
I think
home?
He's in some sort of a veteran's home.
Yeah.
He went kind of...
Yeah, well, Nick was... He still owns that 20 acres down the
That's
Jackson
right,
Road.
That's worth about $1.5 million now.
Oh yeah. Oh.
And he was married for a short time. Never got a divorce, and she got nothing about it until he passed away.
Oh, she's still alive.
She's still alive and got a hold of him.
They got married the same year as Pete and I did. Well, maybe not the same year, but I remember the Aberdeen group, they had a reception for that couple and for us. So maybe they'd been married before, but they had the reception at the same time.
You got married about... You were about 18, was it?
Yeah.
And what would that be?
I was almost 19.
Yeah, what year would that be?
That'd be 1934.
34. Well, Nick couldn't have got married then because he's a lot younger than
Well, he and his wife, they gave this reception because we both been married the same year. And they had...
Okay, well, we've been a nice afternoon, ladies.
Yeah,
thank God, you guys. I just hope we were able to pick, because your voice is so soft. But I'm sure I got the first.
Maybe, yeah. But do you remember that Johnny and Stephen went to Aberdeen School, but they let Mary go to Aldergrove School because she was crippled?
That's right.
She went to Aldergrove School for the first couple of years.
Oh, I remember her, because she...